What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Veggie Power Daily Podcast. I'm Andy, and I'm here with my co-host, Marcos. And today we're going to be discussing the top 10 plant-based protein. I'm sure this is one of the favorite topics among the plant-based community, and it's one of my personal favorite topics, and I'm sure you guys are going to get a lot of value out of it, because what inspired us to do this topic is, as personal trainers and fitness in this industry, we tend to get this question a lot, like, hey, Andy, where do I get my protein from? What are good sources of plant-based protein? And we always tell them the sources that we're about to mention in this podcast. And I'm so excited to be here with my man, Marcos. And I'm so excited to go over our top 10 plant-based protein sources. And now we're gonna be separating whole food sources from plant-based protein powder. And we'll be discussing which plant-based protein powders are best for whatever fitness goals you have. And we're going to save that towards the end. So I'm going to have my man, Marcos, go over his favorite protein source. And then we're going to kind of go back and forth. How you doing, Marcos?
I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome. Glad to be here. And looking forward to just start sharing some of my best foods that I eat on a daily basis. So let's just get started right now.
Awesome.
So the first one I'm going to talk about is probably the one I mentioned the most to clients, friends, and family is hemp seeds. You can find these in most grocery stores, either in bulk or in prepackaged in little bags. And with just 3 tablespoons alone, it has 10 grams of protein. With just 3 tablespoons, that's a lot. And that's pretty much all you need, like, during a meal. So it's perfect. Also has a lot of fiber. 3 tablespoons?
Pretty awesome, dude. Just 3 tablespoons for that much protein.
It is. I remember that.
Yeah, dude. How does it taste? Does it taste pretty good?
It's like a kind of dryish, nutty flavor. It's pretty good. Yeah. And usually when I eat it, I like to mix it in with, like, oatmeal or cereals. Tastes really good.
Dude, yeah, that's awesome, man. You gotta try it sometime.
Mm-hmm. They're really good. They have all the essential amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
And they have healthy fats, too. And they have vitamin E, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, magnesium, sulfur, calcium, iron, and zinc. So basically, it's one of the best foods you can actually eat.
It has the whole package, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. And like I said before, all it takes is just 3 tablespoons per day, and you're perfectly fine. And they're easy to find everywhere. And I will say one thing, though, they're a little bit pricey, but they're worth it, well worth it. Especially if you're giving up eating meat, all that money that you're saving from buying meat could go over to hemp seeds and makes up for it. That's the way I saw it.
That's a totally awesome way to look at it, too. Since you're giving up one thing, you can use all of that money that you save to reinvest back into your diet again, which is actually a really smart thing to do. So props to you for that, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yep, it's definitely an even exchange. And one of the best, like, replacements when it comes to protein while giving up meat.
Definitely, man, definitely. And right when you said 3 tablespoons for about 10 grams of protein, you just had me at that point. Like, you could have said nothing after that, and you already convinced me to start incorporating hemp seeds into my routine. And that's pretty awesome, man. So one of my favorite protein sources that I was going to talk about was green lentils. Have you had green lentils before?
Yes, I've had many, many times.
These are one of my favorite sources of protein. Like, I have it, like, in my diet. I like to only include a few foods that I eat every single day, because I'm honestly one of those boring people that like to have the same foods every day. It just saves me a lot of time. I don't have to, like, think much about my diet. I just kind of just wake up. I'm going to eat this at this time. I'm going to be fasting at this time. And then I'm going to be finishing this meal at this time. So I tend to have green lentils at night, and they have pretty good macros on it too. I think it's per 200 grams, there's 50 grams of protein, and it has a 50-50 ratio of carbs to protein, which is perfect. Because with most protein sources like tofu and things like that, you have to have a separate source of carbs to go along with the protein. But with green lentils, you don't have to worry about it, because it's a 50-50 carb ratio, and it has really good amount of fiber, which is great too, which is a plus. And that's what I really like about it. And for 200 grams of green lentils at 50 grams of protein, it's around 400 calories, which is pretty low. And it's a really good diet food altogether. And it's super satiating, filling. And that's one of the best plant-based protein I've found to have included in my diet so far. And I think I'm going to continue to include this into my diet until I find maybe something better, or once I finally get tired of it. Once I finally get tired of it, because I've been eating it for like over 1.5 years every single night, and I just never got tired of it so far. And, and yeah.
That's awesome when you find like the ideal food that you just go to every day. Like you were saying every before, is you don't have to think about it. You're just on like on autopilot. And when you eat, you don't take too much time. It just gives you more time to go out there and train your clients and train yourself and do the podcast, doing things like that.
Exactly, man. Exactly. Like if I was spending so much time just thinking about what am I going to eat today or what am I going to eat tomorrow, I wouldn't have time for other areas of my life. What I always tell my clients is fitness should enrich your life, not really take it over. It should be just a part of it that kind of just blends into your lifestyle overall. And having like a plan of what foods you're going to eat ahead of time, it can save you a lot of time, and it can also help you stay on track too, which is one of the benefits. And green lentils are definitely a great food to include into your diet plan, especially if you're plant-based and you're looking for plant-based protein sources without having like a protein powder and things like that. And green lentils and, like you said before, hemp seeds are definitely a pretty awesome protein source too. And curious to what other protein sources that you had in mind, Marcos.
So another one that I also eat on a daily basis is peanut butter.
So peanut butter.
Peanut butter. I'm sure everyone loves peanut butter. Even people either the plant-based or not, they usually eat peanut butter since it's high in calories, high in fats, high in good fats, high in protein. So for example, for 2 tablespoons, you get 188 calories. 8 grams of protein, and you also get a good amount of vitamin B and magnesium too. But like I said before, 8 grams of protein, pretty good for like pretty 2 spoonfuls, so it's pretty solid. And my preference is just going with the most pure like peanut butter you can find that just has peanuts. Maybe sea salt, if it's better if it doesn't, but if it has it, it's all good. But there's a lot of like peanut butters out there that add all these weird ingredients like hydrogenated oils, or rapeseed or other weird things like that. Try to stay away from those. Go for like, or even make your own peanut butter or sometimes in store, you can push your own. Just go with that instead. And I like to add my peanut butter. Well, I used to eat rice cake peanut butter sandwiches. But I don't do that anymore. Now I just add it to like my oatmeal or cereal, whatever it is I'm eating that day. So yeah, I just add it to things. That's it, yeah.
Dude, because I usually add my peanut butter right to my oatmeal too. It tastes delicious. It just had that like this creamy kind of flavor to my oatmeal, which is amazing. You were spot on about like avoiding the hydrogenic oils in the peanut butter, because you can honestly make the peanut butter at home too. It's not very difficult at all. And peanut butter is a great source of protein. Not only is it super delicious, but it also has a great source of protein. And it's one that I like to include in my oatmeal for my snack time. And it's perfect for that. If you have a meal and you want to boost the protein intake on it, it's go ahead and add a couple teaspoons of peanut butter. But the one thing I feel about peanut butter is that when you try and take a teaspoon of peanut butter, it actually ends up being like 5 teaspoons of peanut butter. Like I've actually weighed out like how much of what I perceive to be 2 tablespoons versus what's actually 2 tablespoons. And there's like a night and day difference about what I thought.
It ended up being like 6 or 8 tablespoons instead. The measurement is like flat. Where you got the spoon and it's flat, that's a tablespoon. But you know, most of the time you see like a huge scoop instead of like the little bit.
Yeah, man, definitely.
It makes a huge amount of difference depending if you want to like gain weight or lose weight. So if you want to lose weight, keep it as flat as possible. If you want to gain weight, grab that spoon and just brought in there.
That's definitely a great tip, man. If you're one of those like quote unquote hard gainers, which I don't think is the case for most people, but if you have a trouble gaining weight and you want to have more high calorie foods, then peanut butter is definitely one of those foods that you want to include into your diet. If you want to increase your overall caloric intake and put yourself in a surplus, peanut butter is definitely the way to go, as Marco said.
And it tastes great too.
It tastes great. Yeah, definitely. Taste is a huge component of that.
I forgot to mention something about the lentils, because I used to cook them like for like 3 or 4 months. I used to eat them every day too, or almost every day. Adding cayenne pepper and lemon pepper to the lentils while they're being cooked.
Yeah,
really good.
That's exactly.
I don't measure the seasoning. I just go nuts and just pour it like crazy.
Yeah, me too, dude. I never measure the seasoning, but I used to like when I'm cutting. Or just when I'm just maintaining in general, I like to weigh out the lentils just to see I'm getting exactly 200 grams. But with the seasoning, I just kind of just start pouring it in. And something I've really liked to include in my lentils is sriracha sauce. I just really like So I found this vegan organic sriracha sauce from Trader Joe's, which is a pretty great store. And I started incorporating sriracha in my lentils along with some peppers and different seasoning, and it just, which is amazing. Mm. And so we got hemp seeds covered, we got peanut butter covered, and we got green lentils covered, which are all great sources of protein. The next protein that I want to cover is one of the most common among the plant-based community protein source that you would want to replace with whatever non-vegan that they have in the menu, and that is tofu. Mm-hmm. Tofu has kind of like a bad reputation because of the whole soy. And my take on that, you shouldn't make tofu your main source of protein, but I feel that tofu can be a great replacement if we're all going out to a restaurant or a place to eat. And the only thing on the menu is tofu. I'm probably going to take the tofu. For circumstances like that, tofu is perfect, but I wouldn't advise making tofu your main source of protein. And I'm going to go ahead and link a few research studies just so you can know why. Well, my reasoning is for that. I'm curious to hear your take on tofu, Marco. Is that something that you like to include, or is that something kind of like every now and then?
Man, you nailed it. Well, I actually did make the mistake when I was a pescatarian and my first few months of being vegan, probably first like 2 months of being vegan, of cooking tofu or tempeh as my meal prep, as my main source, like you said not to do, but I made that mistake the first month or two. So yeah, I know what it was like. Actually, but then I realized that's not the most ideal food to eat. I was a bit upset because it was around the time I was really mastering the recipe I was making. So it was a bit hard to give up, but once I learned it's not the best food to eat on a daily basis, it was easier for me to just let go and just replace it with, I ended up replacing it with just some rice and bean dish with mushrooms and peppers, which is really good, and I still eat to this day.
Totally agree with what you said, man. Like, a common mistake I see among people that have recently gone plant-based or have been plant-based for a while is they just simply eat way too much tofu, and it's simply not necessary since we have so many other awesome plant-based protein sources. And don't get me wrong, tofu tastes amazing. For those of you who have followed me on Instagram, they see that I post a lot of tofu dishes, but when they see me posting it, they don't realize that I don't eat that every day. It's more of like every 2 or 3 weeks, or when I'm out in a restaurant and there's really nothing else to order that's vegan at the restaurant. That's kind of how I like to do it. I don't like to include tofu on a daily basis, but more of every once in a while. That's what I found to work best for me.
Oh, definitely. Great way.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and link why tofu consumption isn't what you want on a plant-based diet. Like, there's other great sources of plant-based protein, and tofu is just not the best one. That's the best way to put it, although it's delicious.
Exactly, well put. Especially sweet and sour, or made with like Mexican green sauce, hella good. That's how I used to make it. Good. Like I said before, it's good to eat once in a while, but not too often.
Once in a while, yeah. Not too often, because I have like 15 different ways. I'm actually coming out with a cookbook soon, and I have like 15 different ways I make tofu, and they taste absolutely amazing. Yeah, because one way to make it is you can stir fry it, and another way to make it is I like to have it with russet potatoes and with sriracha sauce on top. It tastes pretty amazing too. There's like another way to make it where you kind of like deep fry it, and you make the pieces a lot longer. It's that way too. It's really hard to explain, but
it's actually, I think, similar to the way I used to make it. When it was longer pieces and frying it, yeah, I used to do it like that.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, tofu is delicious, but it's unfortunately not one of those foods that you would want to consume on a daily basis. If you have certain fitness goals, then it's not the most optimal source of protein. And I'm going to go ahead and list the reasons why in the description and some studies as to why. And Marcos, you have another great source of protein that you were mentioning to me earlier, sharing with us what that was.
Yep. So the next one is quinoa or quinoa. People pronounce it differently. Quinoa, quinoa, quinoa. I don't know. It's always different. But so then great protein source, great fiber source, great carbs, and for about 200, well, a serving of 200 calories, you get 8 grams of protein, 5 grams of fiber, 39 grams of carbs, and you also get in, it's a great source of magnesium, phosphorus, and folate. So
it's a great source of protein.
The way I like to cook another reason I like it is it's very quick to cook compared to rice. Quinoa could get ready within like 20, 25 minutes compared to rice, which will take about 40 to 60 minutes depending how you cook it. And not just that, but it's very versatile. Like, the way I like to eat it is mix it in with lentils and mushrooms and squash with cayenne pepper, lemon pepper, lemon and lime. Adding both makes a huge difference. And also mint leaves.
You're making me hungry here.
I know, I'm making myself hungry again. I just say so. Yeah, either with that, or you can also eat it like on top of the salad too. So you can eat it cold or hot. Very versatile. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's awesome.
I've actually heard about a guy who made Rice Krispie treats with quinoa, which is actually a really creative idea. I've never heard of someone doing that, but it sounds absolutely delicious. He made a vegan recipe. He took 200 grams of quinoa and he made them into Rice Krispie treats, and it's a really delicious recipe, which I'm planning on making soon. And I'm sure a lot of the viewers would want to try and make that too, because it'd be delicious.
That sounds good, actually. I'm wondering, what does he use instead of marshmallows for the vegan recipe?
They have vegan marshmallows that he found somewhere. I'm not sure where he found them, but okay. He has vegan marshmallows that he uses for the recipe. And he sent me a picture of it on Instagram. He's like, hey, Andy, check this out. And I'm like, dude, this is delicious. You have to send me the recipe for this. And we got to collaborate or something. And then he sent me the recipe. And I'm going to go ahead and link that in the description so you guys can check it out. I'm actually going to cook that soon because that actually sounds delicious. I haven't made that many vegan dessert recipes for some reason. For me, it's mostly been like, let me just cook my protein and let me just hit my macros, but I haven't really gone out of my way to bake a lot of different vegan recipes for some reason. Have you done that before? Have you baked any vegan desserts?
No desserts yet. And I don't really, like you said before, same as you, I just make just like the protein, just the main dishes, just cooking them in advance. But last year during the holidays, I made a vegan tamales before.
Ooh, that sounds good, dude.
Yeah, everyone knows what tamales are. So I made vegan tamales. They're pretty good. And the people I tried it said they needed more salt. I don't really add salt to my food. So I'm like, you're tripping. It's perfect the way it is. So yeah, I actually did use tofu and peppers for the inside. Those are really good.
It's awesome, man. Yeah, dude, that source of protein is pretty great source of protein, too. Mm-hmm. Especially if you make it right. And so my next source of protein that I really want to discuss is one that has been in my diet for a very long time, and it probably will stay in my diet forever since I plan on following a plant-based diet forever. It's probably going to be as a great source of protein in my diet, and that is the one and only kidney beans, man. Kidney beans they taste so amazing, and they have about 60 grams of protein per 200 grams, I believe, from the last time I checked. And you guys can go ahead and fact check that in Google and just comment back and let me know. Hey, Andy, you said at 12 minutes and 30 seconds that 200 grams is actually 60 grams, and it's actually not. So you guys can go ahead and confirm that. Or if I'm wrong, you guys can go back and comment back and tell me I'm wrong. But with that aside, kidney beans are definitely a great source of protein, and it's honestly so delicious. And have you eaten kidney beans often in the past, or do you still currently have it in your diet right now? Or is that something you want to include?
Kidney beans I've eaten before in the past. I used to add it to my salads, but now I add garbanzo beans, which I will talk about in a few minutes. Yeah. But yes, I've been eating garbanzo beans more often now. But you're right, kidney beans are delicious. They're really good. And just like they have the same similar versatility as a quinoa too, as you can eat them either cold or warm too.
Yeah, kidney beans are awesome, dude. I first started eating kidney beans because I used to make these vegan burritos from when I was in high school, and then I just kept eating them because back then I wasn't really tracking my macros as strictly as I was like recently. So I discovered that kidney beans actually had 60 grams of protein per 200 grams, which is a lot. Very similar to like the macros on lentils, which is pretty awesome. And kidney beans, like if I'm ever tired of having green lentils every night, I'm probably going to go ahead and swap that for either kidney beans or protein source that you were going to talk about next, which is garbanzo beans. And how long have you been including garbanzo beans into your diet? I'm curious, Marco.
Actually, I've been including them on and off since I was a kid, actually. I remember my mom used to add them to salads, and I was like, oh, this is good. I'm going to just do this in the future. So I've just been doing it on and off, like even before I went plant-based, ever since I was a kid. So I've been eating them for quite a while. And honestly, when I was a kid, I kind of liked them, but I didn't consider them like a great food. But nowadays, I think one of my favorite beans actually to eat. And I usually eat them. I never had them like warm or hot. I usually just eat them when they're cold. So they taste great. Yeah, like I just mix them with a salad. Like for example, I'll just like get a bunch of greens, and I mean a bunch of greens. Some cut up some cucumber, add some mushrooms, throw in some quinoa, and then throw in some garbanzo beans. No dressing, none of that. Just raw how it is. Delicious. Well, actually, it's not raw. It's cooked. But yeah, it's delicious though. Oh, the garbanzo beans.
Dude, that sounds like a solid meal. That sounds like a really, really solid meal. How often do you have that? Do you have it pretty much every day?
Pretty much every day. I do. I eat it every day. Probably 5 or 6 times a week.
Because garbanzo beans have like really great macros too. Quick question about garbanzo beans. Like, aren't garbanzo beans like pretty much the same thing as chickpeas?
From what I know, I may be wrong. From what I know, they're pretty much the same thing. It's just different names.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to mention this, even though I tried to make this and they work out too well. But of course, you can make hummus out of it. So I tried to make hummus before myself, and honestly, only tried it once, by the way. And I tried to make it, and it wasn't really the best thing that I made, and it could have been better. But I tried other people's hummus before, or like certain, not all kinds, but certain store-bought hummus, especially the ones that have like less ingredients. Really good, delicious, and I think everyone should try to make it at least once with proper guidance and a right recipe, because I kind of did a mix of both. I had a recipe, but kind of went like off track of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens. It's just what I do. Yeah.
I've actually made these chickpea burgers, which are really good too. Like, you take the garbanzo beans and you take a bunch of like green peas and you mash them up, and then you make them into patties, and you have it on like a bun with a bunch of vegan cheese and a bunch of other things. And it tastes absolutely delicious, man. It's super delicious. And it has about, if I'm correct, it has about 40 grams of protein for about 200 calories, which is a pretty awesome pre-workout meal too. Or if you train fasted, then it could be a great post-workout meal too. And chickpeas are one of those things, variety of different ways to cook them and make them, include them into your diet altogether, which is awesome. Garbanzo beans are definitely a great source of protein to include into your diet if you follow a plant-based diet.
Something else to add on about garbanzo beans is a lot of people's concern about the plant-based diet is which is completely absurd, and there's plenty of iron to be a part of plant-based foods. For the people that aren't aware of it, I just let you guys know that there garbanzo beans are a high source of iron. So like you said before, if on 200 grams, you actually get 69% of your intake of iron. Well, I know not everyone's going to eat that much. So even for 100 grams, you still get 34% of your daily value of iron in the serving.
That's a solid amount, dude.
It is.
It's a pretty solid amount.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know about that. So that's really great that you mentioned that here, because I typically only like – I used to only like focus on the macronutrients, but I feel like sometimes we tend to forget these bonus benefits. Like, I kind of think of these things as like a bonus, you know, like it has a great amount of protein, it has a great amount of carbs, and it's perfect to cook. And it also has all these different micronutrients in it too, which are awesome. Awesome to have in your diet.
Exactly. And they're very easy to, for your body to absorb too, compared to animal-based foods. When you're plant-based, you're coupled with fiber, which just makes everything easier to absorb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We never have to, like, if you're following a plant-based diet, you never have to worry about including more fiber into your diet, because you're obviously eating tons of fiber, from fruits and vegetables to all the way from garbanzo, green lentils, moon beans, and kidney beans. Oh yeah, speaking of moon meat, that's the next protein source I was going to talk about. And moon beans, I think they have about, let me just confirm this real fast so the trolls don't come and comment back here. So moon beans have about 60 grams of protein per 200 grams per serving. And moon beans, like, there's so many different ways to make it, because I in the past have made some pancakes with moon beans before. So how it basically works is you go ahead and measure 200 grams of moon beans, you go ahead and make it into like a paste, and you throw them on a pan, and you throw on some maple syrup with zero calories, and it's just a great source of protein that tastes delicious too, which is a plus. And it's a great source of protein overall if you're following a plant-based diet. And eventually, when I get tired of green lentils, I'm probably going to swap that, like I said earlier. Now that I think about it, I have so many options to swap my green lentils from. I can swap it with... I can swap it with green lentils and moon beans, but I'm kind of too stubborn to do that. I'm kind of just stuck to green lentils for some reason. It's probably going to change soon, though.
Yeah, when the time is right, just make the change.
Plenty
of options to pick from. And if, actually, I've only tried mung beans once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a client of mine cooked some for me. They were sprouted mung beans, and they're in a jar. Actually, they weren't cooked. They were raw, but they were sprouted. So then they're in a jar. I was like, oh, cool. So then I was stuck in traffic on my way back home, and I was hungry. I'm like, you know what? Let me try these out. It tastes, even when they're not cooked, I think, actually.
They're all right. They don't taste the best, but they... Yeah. They taste pretty good once you start cooking them right. And
because they're crunchy. Are you supposed to be crunchy when they're cooked? Because they're crunchy when I was eating them. And I was like, they're okay, but I'm hungry. So I just kept eating them. And they're plant-based and they got protein. So that kind of made it taste better right off the bat. So then I just kept eating them while I was stuck in traffic. And that's the only time I tried them. But now that you mentioned it, I'm about to try them again. I'm just throwing back into my routine. Because, you know, like I said before, I was stuck eating the same things over and over again. And actually, one of the things, the last one I'm going to go over is actually one of the beans. Yes, it's a bean that I eat on a pretty much daily basis, even when I was younger too. So then the next protein source I'm going over is pinto beans. And
pinto beans, dude.
And me being Mexican, I've been eating pinto beans all my life.
They're amazing.
All my life. So it was very easy for me to start eating more pinto beans, and I don't get tired of them. I always eat them in different ways. I season them in different ways. Sometimes I mix in black beans in there too.
Another great protein source, black beans, right?
Yeah, just to, black beans, yes. Bonus. And both of them just make a better Instagram picture. And actually,
yeah, that's a bonus.
Yeah, definitely. So then, for 100 grams, that's 347 calories.
Mm-hmm.
Only 1.2 grams of fat for people being careful with their fats. And you get 63 grams of carbs, good carbs, 16 grams of fiber, which is awesome, and 21 grams of protein. And also you get vitamin B6, calcium, and magnesium. So, yep, for very nutrient-rich food. Tastes amazing. You can try with beans and rice, a classic. Throw it on your tacos, on your burritos. The healthy version on daily basis. And chickens, go nuts and just do whatever. Well, not whatever. I mean, just add. Yeah. What am I going to say?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Never mind. Just scratch that. Scratch that. Anyways, you can also add them with your protein dish.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Add them with vegetables too. They taste really good. You could season them with lemon pepper. You could season them with paprika. They taste good with paprika too.
You can also add brown rice with it and just make it into like a chipotle bowl. You can do that too.
There you go. Chipotle. I haven't been to Chipotle in a while, so yeah, like they're available everywhere. They're already cooked. The thing is though, they do take a while to cook. It took about 2 hours to cook, especially if you're gonna cook like a huge amount for the week. So I want to say that's a downside because you're still going to take time to cook. So it's going to be cooking in the background anyway. So I don't consider it a downside. So that's pretty much all I have to say about pinto beans. It's just something I've been doing for like decades now.
Yeah, man. Pinto beans are a great source of protein and they taste absolutely delicious too. Like whenever I think of pinto beans in general, I always think of Chipotle. Like that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Because Chipotle and Subway and all these like fast food restaurants, they're really easy to veganize.
Mm-hmm.
They're really easy to into vegan meals, which is pretty awesome too. And pinto beans and black beans, like we said, are a great source of protein. If you guys want to learn more about black beans, I'm going to go ahead and link an article in the description so you guys can check out some of the benefits I've included on black beans in general. Dude, black beans are such a great source of protein. I actually wrote an entire article on just black beans because I just really love black beans in general, and I'm so glad you brought up the topic of black beans and pinto beans because those are both not only interchangeable, delicious, and they have great macros for you to stay on top of your fitness goals if you're following a plant-based diet. And if you're listening to this, you better get on a plant-based diet ASAP,
like your next meal, your snack, whatever it is.
Yeah, man, definitely. So let's just go over some of our favorite plant-based sources that we have that we talked about so far. So like we mentioned before, hemp seeds are definitely great, and tofu, you can go ahead and have that every once in a while. Like we said before, we wouldn't advise having it every single meal, every single day, but rather every once in a while, or when you're going out to a restaurant, there's no other vegan option. You can go ahead and replace tofu with whatever meat option that they have, which is a great way to do it. And next we discuss green lentils, which are a great source of protein. There's a lot of different ways to cook them. And same with mung beans and kidney beans too. I feel like all four of what we discussed, they go kind of hand in hand, because they all have similar macronutrients. They're all a good source of fiber. They're all absolutely delicious, and there's so many different ways to cook them, and which are not only absolutely delicious, it'll help you stay on top of your fitness goals too. If you're eating the protein sources that we discussed in this podcast, you should have no problem with all your protein without the use of supplements, without having any animal products into your diet. And you should be pretty much good if you're consuming all these protein sources. I hope that you guys got some awesome value out of this, guys. Like we said before, if you find that you still want to increase your overall protein intake, then I do suggest a plant-based protein powder. That's about it, guys. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, and leave us an awesome comment, you share us some feedback. We're always down to hear your feedback. And if you guys want to learn more about plant-based protein sources, and go ahead and visit my website in the description below, veggiepowerdaily.com. And if you want to check out Marco's website, I'm going to go ahead and list that in the description below. And it is onthego.fitness. And I will see you guys in next week's podcast.